Back in action coming up here on Friday. They'll be taking on the Colby Eagles on the road here. Had a good battle last night against number 8 ranked team in 3A Cimarron. And here to talk about it, starting off here with Coach Amy Felker. Well, Coach, thanks for joining me here. And, you know, Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Tuesday. A lot of competition here, not a whole lot of practice, but how do you feel like the team handled that sequence of games?
You know, the girls have done a great job of not saying they're tired. They just keep fighting and keep working really hard for me. So, you know, I'm just really pleased with their effort, and they just keep battling and everything. So today was nice to have a game of practice, and then we get another day of practice before the next game. But, you know, they've been really good about working hard.
Had a little different lineup last night, and you guys were definitely the youthful team, but guys did not show that you were the younger team coming out. Hit your first six shots and up eight, and then all of a sudden that big swing there. But, boy, you couldn't ask for a better start.
You know, the girls really came out. They knew the game plan. They knew what we wanted to accomplish, and they were confident. They wanted to shoot the ball. Everybody was, you know, setting a screen, shooting, attacking, playing great defense. You know, and then just the rest of the game, we just came up short. We just couldn't get that run put together.
And you guys did fall behind a few times here by quite a bit in the second half, but you guys were able to battle, and that shows kind of the grit that you guys had. And I think you have to be pretty excited about where you guys are at as you head forward to these next two games.
You know, I'm really excited where we're at. These girls don't quit. You know, they keep battling. They keep putting pressure on people. They really work hard on defense and really making the right decisions on offense and doing a great job of adjusting to what the other team does. So, you know, they're just keep working, they're improving, you know, they're always being student of the game.
Do you feel like that your defense right now is the strength of your team's game?
You know, I think our defense is very, very solid. We can put a lot of different things out there and mix it up, and the girls just react and just see the court and know and understand. For not playing a lot together, they've really gelled and came together a lot quicker. I thought it'd be a little bit more bumpy road before Christmas, but they've really came together fast and gelled, and I'm just really proud of them so far.
And you know, you get two more games where you mentioned you get Colby and Goodland coming up on Friday and Tuesday. You go up to Colby, and they're 3-0 team. They were scheduled to play Holcomb last night, but that got called off because of the weather up in Colby. But this is a game where, yeah, they lost quite a bit as well from last year. A lot of scoring from especially the last matchup you guys had, and they've been off to a pretty good start at 2-1, and I know you got to be pretty excited for that early season test coming up on Friday.
You know, it's always hard to play in Colby, but you know, these girls are up for the challenge, and we're going to be ready to go. You know, we're going to have to defend the three and keep the drive from happening. But you know, if we just stick together and do what our game plan is and what we've been doing for the past few games, you know, we're gonna be all right. We're gonna put a great effort out, and we're just gonna do what we can do.
Yeah, you get Friday Colby, and then you get Goodland at home on Tuesday before the break here, and you guys have been kind of through this schedule like this last year, and how do you prepare for your prepare yourself mentally, maybe even for the challenge like you guys have had last couple of years with the schedule?
Oh, you know, we just gotta take one game at a time and just worry about one thing, and then, you know, whatever time we have, we just do our best to get a good game plan and get ready for the next game. And these girls so far have really stepped up to the occasion, you know, back-to-back games, and they knew what the game plan was every time. So, you know, I'm super proud of how much they really focus in and listen and work hard every single night.
You can tell that they have a lot of fun together.
They do. The chemistry is just really working well. You know, everybody's just, it's just fun to watch them right now.
And I know you got two challenging ones here that are coming on the show here tonight, but I say that. But no, they've really improved a lot here this year, and it just shows, you know, the buy-in.
You know, Kendall and Avery getting ready to talk, and they have been working really hard. You know, they've really accepted their roles, and every single game you see improvements, you know, and this is for the whole sophomore class. They just keep working hard. They want to be the best. They want to do the best for their team. And, you know, every game, you see little bits of improvement, and it's just going to keep getting better and better. And I'm just excited to see where they're going to be at the end of this year.
All right. Well, it's a fun start for you, Coach. And thank you again, as always, here. And good luck to you coming up here on Friday. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Coach Amy Felker joining us here. And we got first of our two sophomores on the show here. We're going to start off with sophomore and Kendall Gentry. Well, how's it going?
It's going pretty good, Adam.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, do you feel a little older now? I mean, turning 16 yesterday and all. I mean, is it feel old yet, or?
Yeah, I feel much older.
Oh, man, yeah. All right, but you had a pretty good game last night. I think you had around 7 points, if I'm not mistaken. But how do you feel like that you played against a pretty good Cimarron team?
I think my defense was pretty good, especially when we ran a box-to-one on Michaela Miller. Mm-hmm. And I think at the beginning of the game, I had a lot of confidence, so that's kind of where I got my shots early in the game. But, yeah, I think I played pretty good.
Yeah, and you've been pretty good out there around the perimeter times this year with their defense. And how about your rebounding? You're one of the shorter players out there, but you find a way to get the rebound. What's it like battling those girls that are like maybe 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2", underneath there?
Well, they really don't see me coming. I just kind of get in between them and sneak around them.
Stealth mode, huh?
Yep.
All right. But no, you've been involved in all 5 games here this year for Scott City so far. And what's the experience like been for you playing up on the varsity side now for basketball?
I really like it. I think that all the girls have really made it easier for us sophomores coming in and playing varsity. It just makes it a lot easier, and it's really fun this year.
All right. And what would you like to achieve here as you move throughout this season?
Having more confidence with the ball in my hand and knowing that I can make moves and I can handle the ball.
Do you feel like you play Colby on Friday? Do you feel like you have a little bit of advantage? I mean, they probably have the same advantage as you that you've played with some of those players on Colby's team in the summer?
Yeah, I think I have a good idea of what they're going to do and when they're going to do it, but it'll be a good game.
All right. Well, enjoy your time here, and thanks again, Kendall. Good job so far, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, sophomore Kendall Gentry and sophomore Avery Lewis taking the headset here on our coach's show. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you got the start last night, and how was that for you?
It was very nerve-wracking, but it was exciting.
But you live to talk about it.
Yep, I do. Yep.
But no, you had a pretty good night as well here. And what clicked for you last night?
I felt a lot more confident. Mm-hmm. I did a lot better handling the ball, and I think my defense was so much better, especially when I guarded Michaela Miller. That was a lot better.
What was that experience like for you?
It was tough, especially how she's 6'1", but it wasn't too bad. It wasn't terrible.
What do you take away from last night then?
That we did not give up. We tried our hardest even when we were down, and we play really well as a team.
And you've had quite a few minutes here in the varsity this year, making that step here. And how long did it take you maybe to kind of adjust to the full swing of things for varsity competition?
I feel like I adjusted really fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a faster pace, but I feel like as sophomores, I feel like we pretty much stepped into our role pretty well.
And you get Colby and Goodland next couple of games here, and I know those are going to be some good tests for you here. What are you maybe looking to see out of those next 2 games before the Christmas break?
I feel like just a good game, and I feel like our defense is going to help us out a lot. Mm-hmm. And just, yeah.
What's your favorite part about the game?
My favorite part? Probably just playing with the girls. Mm-hmm. And I feel like just, yeah, having fun and playing with the girls, yeah.
All right. Well, you've had a good start to the season here so far, and I know it's been a lot of fun here, and good job so far, Avery. Thanks again, and good job here as always, and we'll see you around.
Thank you.
All right. Once